Good morning. Happy Tuesday. It's the 26th of the month. And for today's topic, going to talk a little bit about automation. So I mentioned in a previous episode during the On Deck Fellowship for No Code, which I am participating in, really focusing on building a suite of automation tools to give me more time at Lunchpail Labs and hopefully enable us to get a little bit more done. And so I've been diving really deep into the space. Yesterday, I got to sit in on a great workshop by Michael Gill, who he's like the G of automation. So I'll make sure to link his Twitter in the show notes. He has a really great book. But he broke it down in terms of how to find opportunities into a really simple framework that I really appreciated. And it's basically like any task that you have that you're thinking of automating, you break it into what's the trigger, what are the actions, and what are the tools involved. And kind of decomposing descriptions of what you're doing in that way provides a really simple playbook to then trying to figure out the automation. So I tried it yesterday. I'm, you know, doing this daily podcast, but I haven't been sharing it anywhere. So I created this Zap in order to automatically post it on the internet for me and distribute it to other folks. And the way that my sort of statement looked was when I publish a new podcast episode with Anchor FM, I need to share the podcast episode on Twitter. And in that statement, when I publish a new podcast episode is the trigger. Anchor FM and Twitter are the tools. And sharing the podcast episode is the action I need my automation to take. And so kind of having that playbook, kind of becomes the basis for the automation and how I thought about the process. Luckily, it was really easy to kind of put all of this together in Zapier, but for some more complicated things, I could imagine flows where it is multi-step. Maybe I also include APIs and webhooks, but it just becomes a matter of finding what tool, no code or not, enables each part of the statement. So looking for what tool will kick off a workflow for me when I publish a new podcast episode. What tools can connect or speak to both Anchor FM and Twitter. In this case, I couldn't find really easily a tool that spoke to Anchor FM, but tons of tools speak to RSS feeds. And Anchor lets you easily create an RSS feed or have your RSS feed. And then also understanding like, oh, what tools will help you take the action of sharing the podcast episode. So that was really eye-opening for me, just because like when I figure out what I'm supposed to be doing with an automation, the rest is pretty clear, but kind of going from that step of like, I want to automate to I'm actually going to make the automation has been a little nebulous for me. So that was a game changer formula, which I am excited to implement using that same process to automate some other flows. I think other things that are pretty manual right now is anytime we onboard a new client, there are a series of things that I need to do it takes me like an hour. A lot of the like task and project management is kind of manual. I'm sure there's ways that I could speed that up and automate weekly and monthly reviews are manual. Financial reporting is manual, kind of managing who I've been in touch with and contacts is manual. So I'm very excited to sort of speed some of these things up a bit. and save time. This was probably like a 2 minute zap, so not a ton of time. But hey, something is 2 minutes. What is it? The 30th time you've executed it, you save an hour. So it does compound. Anywho, that's really the main update for today in terms of what's on the docket. I've got a series of fireside chats going on. And just a ton of client work and updates there. A few calls with folks. So I guess a pretty standard day. But I feel like I'm getting more into the groove of shipping small things or understanding what small things I can ship that I'm actually interested in and will help improve things at Lunch Pail. So excited to get into it. I hope everybody has a wonderful Tuesday. And yeah, we'll update y'all tomorrow.